what would you call a deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods or in a field about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across?
I don't know.
What happens sometimes if you're out on some land and it's just about all dirt, and it rains real hard, and afterwards you look at it and it's got all these little depressions in it, kind of, not really depressions, but places that the rain has run through. What would you call that?
Gullies.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's something bigger than a gully but like that?
Stream?
Yeah, that a stream had run through before.
I don't know.
Ever heard of a ravine?
Yeah.
What would that be to you?
I guess a place that... I don't know.
What about your cat? What's
his name? Rudolph. We call him Tootie.
Where'd you get it?
He's just a mutt. He's nothing really. I think my parents got it out at some farm.
How old is it?
Oh, he's about 8 years old.
Well, is it, if you had a dog, would you call that the same thing?
What, a mutt?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, most people think Tootie's a Persian or something, but he's not really. He just turned out pretty. His mother was just a plain old alley cat.
He is beautiful.
Thank you.
What do you call if you were thinking of all the flowing water that you know of, and you wanted to name the biggest kind of flowing water? You mentioned river. Is that the biggest thing you can think of?
Ocean.
Mm-hmm. What about inland?
Yeah, river.
And what would be the next thing? The next largest in size?
Lake.
Uh-huh. And the next. Think of the, kind of order them like that.
Streams.
What about the babbling? You ever heard of that? Babbling what?
I don't know.
You ever heard of the babbling brook?
Oh, babbling, yes. Oh, yeah. Okay. Brook.
Are there any brooks around here that you're familiar with?
No.
What is a small elevation in the land?
Hill.
What is something bigger?
Mountain.
What do you call the thing that you open the door with?
Doorknob.
Have you ever heard that word used for something about land?
I don't know. I might have, but I don't know what it'd be.
The rocky side of a mountain that drops off sharp?
Drop off.
Or a
cliff.
If you had two of those, it would be two
cliffs.
A gunfighter used to be, you know, said that gunfighters used to put these little things in the handles of their gun every time they'd shoot somebody. What was that called?
Bullets?
No, they'd just take a knife and do something like that. Do you remember that?
No.
Do you sew? Sew clothes?
Some.
No, on patterns. You put it out and you did these little things on the side where you match up with the other piece. What's that called?
Notch. Oh, yeah, I see.